Warning: the following episode contains mature content and strong language, which may not be suitable for all listeners. This episode includes discussions of death, emotional manipulation, use of a quarantine chamber, discussion of genocide, discussion of murder, and discussions of war, which may be triggering to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. A transcript of this episode is available on our website or in the show notes. We hope you enjoy this episode of Season 2 of Dany in the Void. Take a glimpse into the past and understand a bit more of the story that tore her apart and turned her path to darkness. The monster who lays before you isn't completely evil, for complicated lies made a complicated soul and things are not black and white. Seek guidance amongst the stars and listen for my plea. Danger is coming, my friends, please run and flee. Take their stories with a grain of salt, open your eyes to the lie. Use your wits and courage now, and try not to fly into the sun.
So, Mars Bars, having fun yet? Running your cute little experiments on Aveline? You think that's really gonna do you any good? Oh, so you're just gonna ignore me? Come on, Mars, you know better than that. Don't you want to talk to your sister? You never did get to say goodbye. Remember how I showed up on your doorstep? Your first thought was to send me away, but that hug changed everything. You didn't know it at the time, but that was the moment you felt whole again. And now that I'm dead, something will always be missing.
I thought I literally shoved a fucking sock down your throat.
And I thought you were smart enough to know that a simple sock isn't gonna stop me from tormenting you. You just make it so easy, Mars. Every time I speak, every time you look at me, a part of you dies. I'm a living, breathing reminder of your greatest failure.
Shut up! Shut the fuck up, you bastard! Keep talking shit and I'll kill you. You know I won't hesitate to follow through this time.
Then what's stopping you from doing it right now, Mars? I thought you had more guts than this. It's because you can't. Not really. I'm just like your sister, and you know killing me would be killing her all over again. Of all the deaths you've caused in the universe, somehow that is the only one you'll regret. Pathetic.
Bullshit. You're not her.
I'm close enough. I have those dazzling eyes that looked up to you in admiration. Eyes that were so excited to see you every time she came to visit. Those same eyes that begged you to let me die. You killed me, Mars. You pulled the plug even though you were still working on a cure. You put me through that procedure to hopefully buy me more time, but deep down you know, if you had just waited, I wouldn't have died. You could have saved me. You know you could have done it. Why didn't you save me, Mars? Why did you kill me?
I didn't kill you, Phoenix. I mean,
Well, isn't this awkward?
Fuck off, you piece of shit. You're not her.
Oh, stars. I have waited for this moment. And you know what, Mars? You didn't disappoint.
Piece of fucking shit. Why didn't we kill them when we had the goddamn chance? Great. Now I get to deal with this too.
You're not going to get anything out of this. You know that, right?
Shut the fuck up, Aveline.
Joe, a little help here?
You got it, Master.
Don't bother trying to escape. You're locked in a quarantine chamber. And I designed the system myself, so very smart of you to give me my entire lab, Aveline.
Oh, Mars. Do you really think I can't accomplish everything I need from in here? All the wheels are already set in motion. You're still playing my game, no matter what you idiots think. Do you really think that you have the upper hand here? Are you really that arrogant to assume you've neutralized your enemy?
No, I'm not that stupid. I know you're still dangerous. But I do trust myself and my instruments. And I'm confident that I know more about your secrets.
Which ones?
You're not what you say you are. Not completely, anyway. I'll admit that I've never studied your species much before, but the data here doesn't lie. You're a physical shapeshifter, even though your species doesn't carry that trait. And this is your true form, though. What's more is, you're old. Like, really old. You have anomalies in your DNA that not even the database can identify. I don't know what exactly you are, or how you're even alive, but I'm going to figure it out.
Let me tell you a story, Mars. My people, the Recrokin, were shapeshifters once. It wasn't a dominant trait, mind you, but some of us still carried the gene.
Yeah, no one knows this vital piece of history. You think something so important would have been written down somewhere. How do you just lose that kind of information?
It's not hard for science and data to lose a little bit of history here and there between a couple of millennia. Besides, the war killed most of my people. Our society had to start over. Little details about our ancestors were deemed unimportant at the time. Why remember a non-dominant gene that's all but dead?
That still doesn't explain how you're so old, though. If you really are over millennia, then you should be dead 1,000 times over by now.
Probably, but death is easier to avoid than you might think.
You're so full of shit, Aveline. I don't need to sit here and listen to your lies.
Oh, are we going to compare lies now? What really happened to your first dog? Or how about, what really happened to that school bully? Oh, I know. Why did you go from curing pandemics to creating bioweapons? You never did like to talk about the details of that one. I mean, stars, Mars, you killed a planet. Mothers and fathers watched their innocent children die, and if that wasn't enough, you just had to take it upon yourself to dispose of the one survivor they found. He was just a child. Barely even old enough to understand what was happening.
G is just a child, Aveline. Yet you've put her in so much fucking danger for no reason. Not to mention all the people you've hurt and probably killed before. I might have killed a planet, but knows how many you've destroyed. How can you shame me for the blood on my hands when you yourself are soaked in it?
Why didn't you tell Phoenix you found your birth mother? You know that would have meant the world to her. It was the last secret she really cared about. The one she never got the answer to.
I am not dealing with this right now.
You can't run from the truth forever, Mars. Someday you'll have to face the consequences.
So Aveline was behind everything the entire time. Even my arrival here with G?
Yes, she was.
Stars. And to think we trusted her. What if she had tried to kidnap G? We could have lost her to that monster.
There, my love. It's okay. Nothing happened to G, and nothing will happen. You know I'll die before I let Aveline get to her.
But I don't want you to die. Either of you. I want to go home with all of you where we can finally be safe again. No illusions of safety and friendship. Just the Green family happy and safe as it always has been. As it should be, at least. I want to be able to watch G grow up safe and happy.
And I want to be the kind of father she truly deserves. It isn't safe for her on this ship. It isn't safe for any of us. But maybe if we can fix your ship, there might still be enough fuel for it to carry G home. Not enough for all of us, I'm afraid. But if it means getting G to safety, it might be worth attempting to fix it.
But where would she go? And you know she'd refuse to go anywhere without us. She'd be entirely alone out there. Mars is about the same size. Why not send them out? They could call for help.
Oh, fuck Mars.
Sawyer! Language!
She's napping, Ellery. Perhaps we could find an alternative, though. Maybe we can extend the comms further out, find someone out there willing to pick up a bunch of traumatized strangers. Tala is now more uncharacteristically helpful. Maybe she can help us with the comms.
Do we even have the necessary supplies to do that? I'm pretty sure we'd need to go outside the ship to make repairs on the comms. Even with Tala's help, it might not even work.
Spacewalk!
Gee, you're supposed to be asleep.
But I want to go on a spacewalk. I can be helpful, I promise.
Gee, darling, you're not going to go on a spacewalk out here.
Aw, man.
Waverly, I'm surprised to see you. I thought you would still be with Katie Bell.
I'm actually trying to find some food for her right now. Do you guys want anything while I'm at it?
Do we have any ice cream?
I'm not sure. Would you like to come with me and look?
Can I, Daddy?
I don't see why not.
Just don't eat too much, okay, sweetie? I don't want you getting sick again.
And don't leave Waverly's side, okay? We want you to be safe.
Yay! Ice cream!
I'll bring you two some coffees on our way back. Besides, I'm sure the two of you probably want some alone time to discuss everything that's happened.
Thank you, Waverly.
You're welcome.
Stars, maybe we should have gone with them. What with everything happening around here? First G was sick, now Aveline, and... I'm scared, Sawyer.
She'll be safe with Waverly, don't worry. I won't let anyone hurt either of you. I assure you, my love, I will do whatever it takes to protect our family. Aveline is alive for the time being, but she can't get to us right now. We're going to be fine, Ellery. Let's at least try with the comms.
It's better than waiting here and doing nothing, I suppose. It's a plan, then. If we can get this to work, then maybe we won't even need to consider sending G off station.
Let's get to the comms and see what we can do.
Well now, what is this? A wooden door? I didn't think a station this advanced would have something as simple as that in here. It's almost archaic. Tala? Tala, are you there? I think I found something. Huh. I wonder if she's intentionally blocked from this area. Wouldn't surprise me, all things considered. Gods, there she is. Almost like a fairy tale. This has to be Tala. I've never seen her, but I know this is her. It has to be. You're finally going to be free, my love.
Galatea?
Oh, I'm here, darling. It's okay.
Stars, I feel weird. But a good weird. Like I've been away from home for a long time, and I finally returned and settled into my own bed. I feel real. So this is what you look like. You're beautiful.
Could you not see me before?
I could, but nothing like this. Before, there were so many variables and layers on top of each other. Each part of you broken down into parts, monitoring heart rates and heat signatures, locations and footsteps, not to mention multiple different cameras all at once. Now I see you as a singular being. You are more than just the sum of your parts. You are more than different variables. You're whole. And I am finally whole too.
That's beautiful. Tala?
I guess having a body has turned me into a poet. I'm worse than Katie Bell.
Maybe a little, but that's okay. I still love you.
I love you too. Galatea?
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty gay.
Oh, I know, darling.
The station! Oh, stars, there's no AI on the ship now! That isn't good.
Tala, what are the odds that we'll crash into the sun without an AI on board?
I'm calculating the odds at around 99.951%.
Shit. Is there any sort of backup AI at all?
Well, let's take a look at the station files. There's got to be something there. I was never the original AI for the station. I'm not even really an AI. Just an I guess?
All right then. Let's go find ourselves another AI. Can you walk?
I only walked a little bit in this body before being caught. But if I can just... Wow, I can stand. I remember when this used to hurt. You know, now that I think about it, technology like this could really help people. Transferring your body into a mechanical form that doesn't constantly hurt? Before I was invited to the games, that was something I would have only dreamed of. And it's a reality. It's infuriating that the family only uses it to hurt people instead.
And that's why we're going to burn everything they've ever built to the ground, but baby steps. Let's start by not falling into the sun, shall we?
I remember during my game, there was another AI, one that was actually designed for the station. I don't remember their name, but I'm pretty sure their file is in here somewhere. I don't think Aveline would have completely wiped those files.
Are you sure about that?
I'm about 75% sure on that.
Ooh, it's the last 25% that worries me. Oh, Tala, what about this one here? There's no way that could be anything else but an AI file.
That's it! B! That was her name. Nice job, Galatea. All we have to do is upload it to the central core and...
Ugh, what do you want? I was napping.
We need you to keep this station from crashing into the sun.
Wow, not even a hi or nice to meet you. Just keep this ship from crashing into the sun. Fine. Done. Is that all? Can I continue my nap now?
Well, actually, we kind of need you to run the station. I was running the ship, but I wasn't actually designed to, and we found my old body, and...
Oh, you're Tala. That explains those files. Yeah, I really don't care. I can't believe you woke me up just to make out with your girlfriend.
Hey!
It's not exactly untrue. Rude. Obnoxious. Yes.
Whatever. Just go make out somewhere else while I pick up all the garbage you left me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Just stay away from my control room.
I think we can manage.
Let's go, Tala. I've had quite enough of AIs being mad at me, so... At her behest, we simply must go make out somewhere else.
Do you want to take a break, Sawyer?
No, not really.
Love, we've been at this for hours. Nothing has come through yet. I don't think anyone has heard our signal.
But what if someone does and they respond while we're not here?
And what if they don't? You need to sleep at some point. What if we just have Tala listen while we get some rest?
I suppose you're right. Tala, could you please help?
Tala? Are you there?
No, she isn't.
Who the hell are you? Where's Tala?
I'm B, and I don't know, or care, where Tala is. I just know she woke me up from my nap before dropping all her responsibilities onto me. That bitch left her mess for me to clean up.
K- Can you still monitor the comms for us while we take a break?
I suppose I could. But you should probably know there's an incoming ship already authorized for landing.
What?
Isn't Aveline the only one who can authorize ships to land? How could she do that from the containment chamber? We would have known about it otherwise, right? We should have heard something before now.
I don't like this. B, what's going on here?
Attention, Sirius Station. This is Golden Serpent coming in for a hot landing. My ship might explode before I get there. Not quite sure yet, but I'll be there shortly.
I guess we should prepare for guests.
Yeah, no shit.
We need to call everyone to the landing bay. Whoever this new person is, I don't trust them. We may need Galatea and her gun.
I agree. B, please tell everyone where to meet.
Fine. It's not like I have anything better to do.
Come on, Ellery. Let's go.
Dining in the Void is a production of Zebulon Podcast and was created by Allie Hilton. This episode was written by Allie Hilton and Rowan Sparra. Script was edited by Cassie Josephs. This episode features Rhea as Joe, Emmett Moon as Mars Cobe, Ari as Aveline Lyon, Cedric as Ellery Green, Dylan Shane as Sawyer Green, Nick Frey as G. Green, Sterling Ray as Waverly Black, Molly Alexander as Galatea Ivory, Nat as Tala, Allison Dolphine as B, Jenny Penn as Cassie, and Allie Hilton as R. Music was composed by Benny James and Allie Hilton. Sound editing by Tal Manier with assistance from Nico Goldstein and Brad Colebrook. If you enjoy the show, consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/ZebulonPodcast. Follow us on Twitter @DiningInTheVoid for updates and more. Thank you so much for listening.